So welcome to the first video in our Creativity Mindset Workshop. We've worked with the lovely Cindy Ball on this. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me.
Cindy is an entrepreneur and she's a coach and she's very much an ideas person. She helps women, mostly 40 plus, break through their fears and take their own big ideas from passing fantasy to fulfilling reality. Sounds wonderful,
Woohoo!
Isn't it?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. And she has a wonderful website called Second Half Full. And that, I just think that is such the most brilliant name.
Thank you. Yes, that was a moment of creative inspiration, actually. So I don't know, actually, if I told you this part of the name, but my father's mother, so my grandmother, passed away at the age of 96. And I was at her funeral, and I realized I was 48, and that in all likelihood, I was halfway through my life, and I was in my second half. Now, the other part of it, the second half full, so didn't come to me until later, but it was a bit of creative inspiration. So I have my grandmother to thank for that.
Fantastic. So in this workshop, we're going to look at how we can all be more creative, because I think a lot of us think, you know, we're not creative. I don't think of myself as particularly creative. And you're going to tell us actually that we're all creative and we all have this innate creativity that we can tap into, because it's all about our mindset and whether or not we actually believe we can be creative. So, and it's never, ever too late, is it? We can always follow our dreams. So I thought, kick off, first of all, tell us a bit more about your background and why you're so passionate about making women in midlife believe that we can all be creative.
Because we can. So my background, my working career, I spent the vast majority of it in marketing and communications. So I was always dealing with ideas and creativity. And, you know, when in marketing and advertising, certainly in the advertising world, there is a wall between the creative people and the account people. And it's very much, you shall not cross this line. It's a very traditional, I'm sure it's changing now, but it's a very traditionally, there's the creative types and there's the account business types. And I was on the account business side, but I always had these creative ideas that I wanted to incorporate. So I found that corporate environment quite stifling, actually.
I found
that it was, I remember in one of my earliest meetings when I was in marketing, and the advertising agency came in and they presented, and then there was a hierarchy of how you had to respond. The person at the lowest level went first, which was unbelievably intimidating, right, for the low-level employee, and it worked all the way up to the highest person. So it wasn't collaborative. It wasn't back and forth. It was very stifled. So it was one of the things when I started my own business, which I started my first one in 2004. A girlfriend and I launched a line of women's underwear called Smartass.
So brilliant.
So our tagline was inspirational sass for your fantastic ass.
Brilliant.
So it was at the time when jeans were quite low, and you would see that thong part at the back.
Yeah.
So we called that real ass state, and we put fun sayings on the back, the inspirational sass. So ooh la la, yummy mummy, it girl, trophy wife. Like we had all these.
Oh,
we had so
word.
Much fun, and I really realized that this artificial wall that I'd grown up in business thinking that there were creative and not creative was just so not true. And that it really is a muscle that you can develop, just like willpower is a muscle, creativity is a muscle, and finding ways to develop that muscle is key. So my business partner and I ran that business I think for 4 years, 2008, we sold it. We went on to start another business called Eat, Drink, Be Local, which was an online hub for local BC food. And that was at the time,
Hang on, BC. What's BC?
Oh, BC. I'm sorry. Across the pond. I am across the pond. British Columbia. I am on the very west coast of Canada.
Fantastic.
In a province, British Columbia, in the city, Vancouver.
So we're BC, hello. We think before Christ.
Right, exactly. I was thinking after. Yeah, that's probably not a short form you want to use. So we were focused on local food and drink in British Columbia. It was at the time someone in the province had just written a book that some of your members may know about called The 100-Mile Diet. And it was, the whole idea was to eat in and around 100 miles of your home. So we were working with that. So we sold that business, and then we created a boutique advertising agency and had clients in throughout the province. And up until very recently, I was working with her on that. And then I started Second Half Full. So that's a little bit about me.
We've talked about the whole idea of naming, haven't we? Because, I mean, I have this crazy name, The Mutton Club, and now Mutton Mastery. And
I didn't know that's what it was going to be called for your mastermind. That's really good. Yeah. I love that.
And I think I said to you, it's, on the one hand, it's my biggest plus point, and on the other, it's my biggest issue, because people either love it or hate it. And the whole issue of mutton, it's so contentious, and yet I couldn't, as I said, I don't think of myself as creative. I couldn't get this idea of mutton out of my head. I really wanted to do something with that. But I couldn't make it work for ages. And then we were in the car, me and my husband, coming back from visiting my mum. And suddenly I put club with mutton.
Yes.
And suddenly it just took on a whole new idea, it became sort of this slightly exclusive private members club, you know, that only
and yet
mutton women
friendly
could
at the same time. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. So,
and I think that's definitely, you had your aha moment, right? Where you found something that went together. And I think when you and I spoke last time, you don't want a name. Based on my experience, you don't want a name that's scrubbed clean of any potential opposition or negative feedback, because then it just becomes dull and boring. You need something that, especially as entrepreneurs, something that allows us to break through the noise of all the many, many stuff that's businesses and such that are online without we don't have big budgets, right?
Everybody, so I was so happy when Cindy said that to me.
Yes.
Because I still get women who go, mutton, that's a horrible name. It's just loathsome. No. And then I go, well, no, what I'm trying to do is turn it on its head and reinvent it and reclaim it. So that was, that was my creative moment.
Well, it's very creative, and I can see that you are creative, because you've everything from your logo and now using alliteration, mutton mastery, you know, that alliteration works well for naming. So while you may not consider yourself creative, you are creative. So.
I'm having fun with it, I have to say. Yes. Now that I've loosened the ties, I suppose, as we're going to talk about, aren't we? I'm having fun with it now.
And you should, right? If you're going to spend this much time working, you don't want to be called the anti-aging group or something. You know, that's dull and boring. And how would you even differentiate yourself from someone else, right? Yeah. So I think creativity is as much bringing the joy out for you and being proud of what you've created as it is for the people that you're creating it for. You know, everyone says, you know, focus on your ideal customer. And I do think that's true to a certain degree, but I also think focus on yourself. What makes you happy? What makes you proud?
So you say that creativity can be learned. Is there some kind of process that we can study, that we can apply?
Yes, I believe so. And research does show that it can be learned. There's a five-step process. It's a framework, let's call it. When I thought of Second Half Full, I would say the second half would have been what would typically be called an insight. And then I went back and worked through the phases, which basically go, there's five steps. So preparation, incubation, mm-hmm. insight, evaluation, and then the final one, extension. Mm-hmm. They don't always happen in that order. So I think that's important to know. Like, while, you know, you might have a situation where you go, okay, I'm going to prepare. I'm going to do my research and work your way through. Or you may get something like that and go, oh, that's what I want to do. So I don't want it to be stifling from a creative point of view, but it is for those people who think, and you're not alone, 45 to 55% of people do not think they're creative. Mm-hmm. So I call that the creativity gap, because new research out of Davos, the World Economic Forum, says that by 2020, creativity will be the third most important skill in terms of employability.
Really?
But only 45 to 55% of people think they're creative. So that's the gap. So I
mind the creative. Isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Right? So if you have this skill, and they predict that creativity will be more important than negotiation. So it in a framework. Yeah. So I think it's an area that we all need to think more about. You know, yeah. Many of us think, oh, I was creative when I was a kid, but now I'm not creative. You know, I'm done with that. It's too late. Mm. And I guess that's my biggest point, that you, through a process, even if it's not a perfect process and it's all over the place, spending some time focusing on your creativity really can make a difference.
That sounds amazing. So you're going to walk us through this process, aren't you, in the next video?
In the next video, we're going to start.
Yeah. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
So, let's, I think it's a good point to wrap up this video. So in the next video, we're going to go through the creativity process, and Cindy's going to walk us through it and show us exactly what we need to do and how we can do it. So join us in the next video.